Hello, dear listener. This is the Glory Place Podcast with Tim Daniels. On this podcast, we share insights from the Word of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit on matters concerning our relationship with God, the Christian faith, and the Christian life from a balanced perspective. We believe you will be enlightened, inspired, challenged, and blessed as you listen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Hello, and welcome to this episode. The title of this one is God in the Name of Jesus. God in the Name of Jesus. And in this episode, I'll be attempting to answer the following questions. Why do we pray in the name of Jesus? Why do most, if not all, our prayers end with the phrase "in Jesus' name"? Is it just because Jesus Christ is the originator and the champion of the Christian faith? Or is there more to it? So, I believe we all know Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to this earth over 2,000 years ago to die for our sins and to restore humanity back to God, our Creator. That is, for as many who believe and accept Him as their Savior and Lord. Also, I believe we do know that one of the profound statements Jesus made was that His followers should pray in His name, and God would hear their prayers and grant their requests. So in John chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, Jesus speaking said, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it." We also find the phrase "in the name of Jesus" mentioned several times in the New Testament scriptures. Though my focus here is not on whether all such prayers receive answers from God, and if not, why not, but rather my aim is just to strengthen our understanding of what we actually mean when we pray in the name of Jesus. So to begin with, probably we should ask, why did Jesus, as God incarnate, have to be the one to come and die as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world? Why couldn't any other human being suffice for the job? And I believe we probably know the answer. It is basically because the blood sacrifice that would be acceptable and potent enough before God to pay for the sins of the whole of humanity has to be that of a 100% perfect and sinless human being. And unfortunately, no ordinary human being can meet that criteria. So God had to incarnate Himself in the man Jesus in a mysterious way that our natural minds probably cannot fully comprehend, so as to get the job done. And Jesus indeed not only finished the task, but He finished it perfectly once and for all. So this gives us a clue to the reason why we actually pray in the name of Jesus. So it is needful to also remind us here that the name Jesus has a different pronunciation and spelling in different languages. And in fact, the man Jesus Christ was a Jew, an Israelite Jew, so he was not actually called Jesus during his days on earth. He was called Yeshua, which is the actual Hebrew name that he was given. So it is not just about calling the name Jesus in prayers, but in understanding the spiritual implication of invoking that name, irrespective of the language it is pronounced in. It is also important to remind us that every action in the Christian faith is faith-driven. And what that means is that we are not meant to understand or be able to explain everything logically or using common sense. And that also includes when we pray in the name of Jesus. So, the primary reason we pray in the name of Jesus is because we are standing upon His righteousness as we make our requests or petitions to God by faith, such that through Jesus Christ, who met God's demand of 100% holiness, we can approach God without any sense of guilt, shame, or inadequacies due to our imperfections and failures as humans, such that God can listen and attend to our prayers without lashing out on us in His holy anger, because we are too unholy and too unqualified to come before His presence. I believe this brings a ray of hope, and much more, it affords us that invaluable privilege to be called sons and daughters of God, because we have been adopted into His family because of our faith in His Son Jesus. And God now looks upon us as His beloved children, and He deals with us more as a loving Father than as the just judge, which He also is. So, when we pray in the name of Jesus, in other words, we are actually saying, "because of Jesus." So we are telling God, "because of Jesus," and then we go ahead to make our petitions. So this keeps us reminded that we cannot come before God in prayers priding in any good works or righteousness of our own, because whatever we think we may have done right or well to deserve God's blessings, now to qualify us to stand justified before God, they are all inferior to what Jesus has already accomplished for us by shedding His blood on the cross for our salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 in the Amplified Version says, "For our sake he made Christ virtually to be sin who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endued with, viewed as being in, and examples of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him by his goodness." So this, however, does not imply that we do not need to do good works, or that we are now free to live our lives as we please. After all, the holiness of Jesus covers us, which would rather be viewed as an abuse of God's grace. But rather, the understanding of our inherited righteousness causes us to love God the more and to make it our lifelong passion to please him in all ramifications by the help of his Holy Spirit. Also, our prayers will become more effective and efficient as we pray with a better understanding of the efficacy of that name. So, when next you say in the name of Jesus, remember you do not necessarily still need to list out to God all the good things you think you have done. He already knows them. And yes, you may have done quite well, but then God is much more satisfied because of what Jesus already did. No amount of good works can compare to that. And God is only pleased with us today first and foremost because of what Jesus has done for us and our faith in the same. So in closing, I share the following Bible verses from the letters of Paul the Apostle. Romans chapter 5 from verse 1 to 2 in the New Living Translation. "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory." And Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11 in the New King James Version says, "Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And with that, I draw the curtains on this podcast. Thank you for listening, and please feel free to share with others, and God bless you as you do so. Jesus Christ is Lord. God is still in charge. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Glory Place podcast. The Glory Place is a place where true peace, hope, and rest are found. To find out more information about the Glory Place Ministry, please visit our website at www.thegloryplaceministry.org. Thank you, and God bless you.